Good morning, affiliates. This is your AM news call for Friday, April 19th. Cut 1, 3, 2, 1. Last year during Love the Boot Week, individuals collected 313 tons of litter in every corner of the state. Nungesser says you can sign up to participate at keeplouisianabeautiful.org.
And if you do go pick up litter for a day, you're about 80% less likely to ever litter. So the more people we can get involved in cleaning up, the less people we believe are going to litter.
And a cleaner state brings in more tourists and industry.
But I promise you, if we have a clean Louisiana, it'll give us a leg up on the competition. When people come here, they'll say, this is a beautiful state, and we want our business here.
I'm Brooke Thorington. Cut 2, 3, 2, 1.
This expansion has allowed T-Mobile to improve connectivity to more than 1.7 million Louisianans.
T-Mobile Senior Vice President Jennifer Silvera says they've been making investments in the Bayou State for a long time.
You're going to see T-Mobile 5G UC in many more places in the state.
Silvera says she's proud of the efforts to bring mid-band ultra-capacity 5G to 92% of the parishes in the state. She's also proud of their community outreach programs like T-Mobile Hometown Grant Program and Project 10 Million for eligible students. I'm Colleen Crane.
Cut 3, 3, 2, 1.
Greenwell Springs Representative Lauren Ventrella says armed teachers could prevent a mass shooting.
This is the best bill possible to protect our students and to incentivize training. That's what is important about the bill.
Ventrella says her legislation would only allow teachers and administrators to be armed if they have a concealed carry permit and take active shooting and de-escalation courses. Teacher unions oppose the legislation, but Ventrella says,
the majority of feedback that I have had is positive.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Cut 4, 3, 2, 1.
We'll be cleaning up all over Louisiana, but we encourage people to clean up all the time and not litter. So we're making great progress in Louisiana. We've still got a lot of work to do, and this is one week that we can highlight cleaning up our great state.
Cut 5, 3, 2, 1.
We now have a system to where if you want to go to your local library and check out some tongs and a vest and get some garbage bags and take your family out to clean up a part of Louisiana, get some exercise, we encourage you to do that.
Cut 6, 3, 2, 1.
And everybody thought he was going to announce he's moving the plant to New Orleans East. And he says, we've decided to go to Jackson, Mississippi, because I can't subject my employees to living in a city that is this dirty.
Cut 7, 3, 2, 1.
T-Mobile is meeting the increased demand for wireless connectivity across Louisiana, but especially in the rural areas, our small towns, and the underserved areas in the state.
Cut 8, 3, 2, 1.
We've been building in Louisiana for a long time, but this ultra-capacity mid-band spectrum really enhances, number one, the experience, number two, the speed, and the reach of our network.
Cut 9, 3, 2, 1.
And we have connected over 41,000 students in Louisiana on reduced or subsidized data plans, which is really allowing them to stay connected.
Cut 10, 3, 2, 1.
Part of that bill also is that the teacher has to verbally let the principal of the school know that they are carrying the weapon.
Cut 11, 3, 2, 1.
So I have gotten an outpouring of support from teachers saying that, wow, we really need this. There's been so many people that are telling me that they don't have a school resource officer in their school and why this is so necessary.
Cut 12, 3, 2, 1.
There is a statistic that shows that 94% of all mass shootings occur in gun-free zones. Coupled with the fact that it takes on average 10 minutes for 911 to arrive when called.
Cut 13, 3, 2, 1.
Many of these fish advisories, some of the ones that we've updated, have been around for many years. We just have new data to support some slight modifications.
Cut 14, 3, 2, 1.
Specific advice for women of childbearing age and young children. And in some cases, the mercury levels were high enough that we also have guidance for the general population.
Cut 15, 3, 2, 1.
And it impacts certain freshwater species, including bigmouth buffalo, bowfin, flathead catfish, yellow bass, black crappie, and freshwater drum, and then two more, largemouth bass and moormouth.
Cut 16, 3, 2, 1.
Brayden Ingram is averaging 25 points against the Kings this season. C.J. McCollum is averaging 26 against the Kings this season. If both of those guys step up, even if one of them steps up, I think the Pelicans can win this game, and they're going to have a date with the Oklahoma City Thunder on Sunday.
Cut 17, 3, 2, 1.
they don't really think there's anything to it. They just think it's maybe one or two shots misses, you lose a game, whatever it might be. At least they're not in their heads about it, and they're in the right kind of mind space going into this game. But maybe this is one where they need to, you know, treat it like it's a road game, sleep in a hotel before instead of their own beds, and maybe that would make a difference here. But it is truly baffling.
And cut 18, 3-2-1.
Limited De'Aaron Fox to maybe his worst game as a pro. He had a 1-for-10 shooting game for just 3 points that the Pelicans won by 33 without Zion Williamson playing. So with Herb Jones back there, who should make one of the all-defensive teams, if you can really limit De'Aaron Fox, force a couple of turnovers, get out in transition and run, I think the Pelicans will feel really good about their chances to win.
And that's your news call.